And I was like, you know what? I've had my time. It's been some years now. And I no longer want to be ruled by this. I want to look at it from a new perspective. On this episode of A Great Life, we're going to discuss why letting go of your past hurts and traumas will allow you to forgive and move forward in your present and future. What's up, everyone, and welcome to A Great Life Podcast. I'm your creator and host, Paris Chardet, and I'm super excited that you're here. A Great Life Podcast is a listening space that explores growth and fresh perspective through God's Word. Because the way I see it is simple. The process is always the same. It just looks a little different based on where you are, what you know, and what you got. But regardless of it all, you deserve to live a great life. So welcome, welcome. Yeah! So today, I want to highlight Romans 8:28, Amplified. And it reads, "And we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all things to work together as a plan for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his plan and purpose." So today, I want to encourage you to not let your hurt hold you back. Sometimes, or majority of the times, when we're dealing with past hurts and traumas, we allow those narratives to continue to rule our lives, rule our decisions, rule our relationships. They may even keep you from moving forward in your dreams, your aspirations, or even just being your full, personable, amazing self. And in order to move forward, we also have to forgive. Sometimes moving forward is simply forgiving yourself, forgiving those who have hurt you, or simply just being fed up with the narrative being the same thing over and over and over again. What I mean by this is recently I was in a conversation with a group of comrades, and we were talking about our relationships with our parents and how in some of our cases, our childhoods weren't exactly roses and green pastures. That there were areas where we felt we were all neglected in a way. And while the bulk of us were able to find forgiveness and move forward, there were others who were still stuck in the narrative that no, their mother or father could have been there in a better form or fashion, that they weren't willing to forgive or move forward. And they expressed great anger about those situations. Now, it's not wrong to be angry that things didn't necessarily go right in your childhood. I mean, come on. Trust me, I've had my fair share of adversity growing up and even in adulthood. And it's not to say that you'll get over every little thing. But I heard myself talking the other day about how I miss my grandma and how her passing really altered not only my relationships with my family, but also my perspective on life. And how that perspective sometimes feels very segregated from what I once knew because she was that person in my life, you know? She was the one constant thing from childhood to adulthood. And I heard myself talking and thinking out loud, and I was like, you know what? Okay. God says, blessed are those who mourn because they're comforted. But he also says, all things are working for my good. And so I decided to take something that was traumatic to me, which was losing the person whom I think just loved me so unconditionally. Taking that traumatic moment and saying, you know what? I've had my time of anger. I've had my time of trauma. I've had my time. It's been some years now. And I no longer want to be ruled by this. I want to look at it from a new perspective. I want to look at it from a bird's eye view. My name is Paris. I was born and raised in Columbus, Ohio. And in my early 30s, I would lose my grandma, my best friend. And that would be a very sad time for me. But I would learn, I would grow, and I would mold into a new person because the person I was used to having all the time was no longer there. And I would hold on to her memory and everything she taught me so that her legacy lives on through me, but also so that I can move forward and take all of her wisdom that she passed on, all of her sacrifices that she passed on, and use it to elevate not only myself, but my family and those who come after me and those watching this podcast. I don't know if any of that makes sense, but what I'm saying is at some point, your hurts and your traumas can't be your conversation. You have to decide that you no longer want to be ruled by them. That yes, you have learned from them, but they are simply a part of your story, but they're not the end of your story. They don't have to dictate where you go in your story or your life. They don't have to dictate what you do anymore at all. Because God says that all things are working for the greater good of you. And because we are children of the Most High, that means sometimes we have to step outside of our story and look at it from a bird's eye view. Because when God says all things are working for the greater good of you, He means it. So even what feels like a tragedy or is a tragedy is also a learning experience, a growing experience. Jesus died on the cross so that we were no longer ruled by the darkness of this world. So if something traumatic is holding you back or is consistently a part of your conversation, then today is your reminder or nudge in the right direction to go ahead and start moving forward from it. You can change your narrative. You can decide that this is something that is simply a part of your story because all things are working. Think of it like this. Every year, somewhere in Africa, there are fires. And those fires put minerals up into the sky. And the clouds take those minerals across the earth and drop them in like the rainforest or something. And those minerals go back into the earth in another region where all these green, lush, beautiful plants and fruits will grow. And those fruits and plants feed the local ants and insects and animals and the bees come and they pollinate those plants and it is a continuous, deeply intricate cycle. But what I'm saying is God first created the heaven and the earth. So sometimes when we look at our situations and our stories, we can go back to basics. How does the earth work? How does nature work? Because in nature, everyone has a very intricate positioning. And we're a part of that creation. So in our lives, when something bad happens or a fire, in the earth's case, a fire, in our case, trauma, there's an opportunity to take that storm and use what we learn from it to grow in another area. All things are working for your good, even what seems to be bad. So it's time to let go, let God forgive, grow, and become your best self because you deserve to live a great life. Thank you so much for tuning into A Great Life Podcast. I truly pray this episode has blessed you. For more A Great Life, follow me on socials at A Great Life TV and head over to madebypair.com and join my newsletter and blogging community where I send you a midweek dose of inspo. Welp, that's all for today, folks. God bless. Don't stress. It's Pebris. Peace. A Great Life Podcast, brought to you by Made by Pear.